Thank you for listening to the official podcast of White Oak Pentecostal Holiness Church, where we cultivate true worshipers in Wilson, North Carolina. For more information on White Oak, visit whiteoakphc.com.
Whom you sent for all of humanity. And we thank you, Father, for our early rising and those who were able to partake of communion on today, remembering the redemptive work that was done. Now, Lord, we have come to a place where you must speak. So I ask you to hide this servant and allow your Holy Ghost to have his way in this hour. Allow your words to have free course. Open minds, open hearts, open eyes, open ears, that we will receive from you. And God, not just be hearers only, but be doers of your word. In Christ's name I do pray and count it done. Let us say amen. Amen. Ephesians chapter 1. Amen. We thank God, amen, for the word on last Sunday coming from Minister Borking. Amen. Amen. And it was about praising. He was worshiping the Lord. Amen. And he was reminding us how we needed to have, we need a sacrifice of praise. Amen. We need, and we are that vessel that's been called to praise God. Amen. Did you know that everything God made, come on, everything that, you know, there's a praise that can only come from your lips. Didn't he make your lips? Amen. Moses tried to tell him, I can't really speak, Lord. I stutter. I made you. I made that mouth of yours. Come on, somebody. Amen. And then there your brother Aaron coming. He'll speak. But you going. You going to go and do what I told you to do. Amen. I love it. I love it. I love it. And I'm just happy that I have an opportunity to partake. Amen. To God be the glory. Spiritual blessings for spiritual people. Spirit, he has blessed us. We read last about a week or two ago about God has blessed us with all spiritual blessings. And he blessed us through his son. That's right. And everything God does for us, he does it through his son. That's why we got to acknowledge him. Amen. Even when we think we are weak. Come on, somebody. Amen. Even when we think we can, even when we think we done got too old. I was trying to get Jay to sing up there. And sometimes we think we too young. I'm going, Jay, you going to sing? Jay going, not this time, Grandma. Jay's a singer. Jay's a worshiper. Have you seen your little kids sometime, praise God? They won't worship, you know, here at the church, but they wait, you know, when they get with one another and they be in there talking about marking, you know. I know my grandchildren used to get that hop like their granddaddy, you know. I can't even, my knees kind of sore right now. They be in there just hopping around, amen, and just be praising them, amen. And I'm going, why don't y'all praise them like that at church? Hey, Gabby, won't you praise the Lord like that at church? Amen. Hallelujah. But they just like us, aren't they? Amen. Amen. We get here around one another, and y'all know you. And you still shame. Come on, somebody. Amen. But it comes a time in your life, and it's about like my son Dwayne, you know, when he was getting ready to graduate from high school, it was almost like, okay, it's my senior year. I've arrived. You know, I know where I am, you know, and, you know, now I'm not quite ready to go, but it's time to go. And I done got to an age in my life, and what I've kind of got has brought me through. I don't think now there's anything that the enemy can bring my way that would make me turn around, amen, and walk away. I've done come too far. I am too close. Come on, somebody. Amen. What do I look like? Up here I got 4 grown children, 8 grandchildren, grandchildren that have not been born yet. And I'm, you know, out here acting the fool. I've come too far. Amen. I'm too close to glory. Amen. 70 at the 70 is, look, I'm 63. On somebody. And my reason of strength. Come on, I'm looking for that additional 10. Well, my brother Ed said he wanted to live to be 100. Come on, somebody. Amen. And I desire long life. I want to see some more grandbabies. I was hoping I was going to get a granddaughter from Dwayne now, but they're saying that's impossible. I know all things are possible. Amen. Amen. With God. But God has blessed us. Verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings. And where did he do it? In heavenly places, in Christ. Verse 4, accordingly as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in what? Love. You got to follow with me now. 5, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. Verse 6, we're going to go right up to where we were the last time. To the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he have made us accepted in the beloved. So, we're blessed with all spiritual blessings, and we were working on what those were. The first one we're blessed with is that we are what? Chosen. God has chosen. If that boy don't choose me, that's exactly right. Come on, somebody. God has chosen. And you know when he did it? It was predestined. It was before the foundation. I was chosen before I was born. How can that be? Because he's God. You were chosen. And then it says that having predestinated us unto the adoption of children of Jesus Christ to himself. I'm a child of God. I've been adopted. I'm chosen. I've been adopted as a child of God. Amen. That's my family. Come on, somebody. According to the good pleasure of his will. Don't you know God does everything for his children? Don't you get pleasure out of your children? Amen. They may not think it's that way, but it is so. We have pleasure, and it's good. And then number 6, reminding us that we have been made accepted, chosen, adopted, and accepted. Those were the first 3. Andrew, you are accepted of Christ. Mm-hmm. And he did that before you were born. You are a chosen vessel. God has a plan for your life. Amen. You see that man in that blue shirt and that lady right there? Their assignment was to get you here. Mm-hmm. And then they're going to train you to walk in the ways of the Lord. Come on, somebody. Amen. Why? God told them to. And then he says, now, Andrew, look now, if you'll listen to those godly parents, he says, he'll lengthen your days. Come on, somebody. Amen. Isn't that what he said? Amen. To train them up. Amen. Parents, for children are to honor their what? Fathers and their mothers, that their what? Days may be. It's the first command. Amen. You can literally, I don't care how, I know you think you're grown. My children are grown, but they're still supposed to be honoring me. Amen. Not only me, but they have spiritual mothers. Come on, somebody. So when they greet their Aunt Mosea, when they greet, amen, amen, Mother Mabel and the other ones in the church, they are your spiritual parents in the Lord. Amen. And we want to what? Honor them. And then we have to what? Teach our what? Children to do what? To honor them. And I love it when I hear them say, yes, ma'am. Amen. No, ma'am. Yes, sir. No, sir. Amen. I love it when I hear parents ask the children, they call the children off the playground, and I had to remind one boy, the mama called them 3 times. And I walked over there, I said, did you hear your mother call you? And he picked that ball up again. I'm thinking, if you throw that ball, what if you throw that ball? He's in training. When he comes on these grounds, amen, God has called us. So we can't allow any and everything to go on, and he'll give us the grace. We're going to do it with grace. Amen. That means we're going to do it with love. Because there is a vessel that God is going to use for his praise, his honor, and his what? Glory. That's part of our mission. You're coming along, praise God. You're part of the mission of Christ. Hallelujah. Because one day, that battlefield, I'm going to get wounded. And I'm going to die. And I'm not going to be here. I'm going to go into the rest that God has for me. So I was telling him on this morning, when I move off this scene, there ought to be somebody else who's stepping up. Amen. Chris, you might have to come back here and get your horn. Amen. To God be the glory. Number 4. Let's go to verse 7. Are you with me? In whom we have redemption through his blood and the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. So what is that fourth spiritual blessing? I've been redeemed, bought with a price. Jesus has changed my whole life. If anybody asks you just who I am, tell them that I am redeemed. Glory be. He has redeemed us. Come on, somebody. That's why we were in here this morning remembering what he's done. Blood was shed. Spiritual blood. And we partake of his spiritual blessing now because of that spiritual blood that was shed on our behalf. He has redeemed us. And through the shedding of his blood, And then it says, the forgiveness of what sins. That means my children, amen, don't have to worry about what their daddy or mama did, amen. They're not tasting, hey, come on, somebody. So whatever that curse is, praise God, that you feel that's on your family, he's giving you the authority to destroy it. Amen. You know, my mother, praise God, bless her heart. My mother was diagnosed with Alzheimer's. And I can remember her, praise God, when she would, amen, be up, praise God. And, you know, I remember she would say, Lord, whatever I got, let me be so I can walk around with it. So your words have power. And you have to remember what you're speaking. So when Mama, praise God, amen, was going through this, amen, she was a walker. Mama would be over there sometime, amen. She wouldn't know where she'd be trying to get out the door. It was one time, praise God, she got out the door across, and she lived on it. She was in the median of 301 Highway. She had got out there and she was walking. And I think back now, I'm going, she said, whatever, Lord, whatever I gotta have. Let me be so, in other words, she didn't want to be down sick. Amen. And I can remember when my sisters and I, we went over and we were praying for her. And that spirit that was there knew what was going on. And as we began to pray for my mom on that day, that spirit called out, Lee, come here, Lee. Come get me, Lee. Dad was in the back. We had prayer like we've been having. But it kept calling out because it enjoyed that host. Come on, somebody. Lee, come get me. And my dad came in there. He said, leave her alone. He didn't come in and join us. He didn't come in and say, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I cast out this spirit right now. And we bind it right now in the name of Jesus Christ. He said, leave her alone. And we did. But before we left, we began to curse it at the root. And we began to speak over our siblings. And we said, Father, now in the name. So when stuff slipped my mind. You know, the enemy want to bring that back. Okay, well, your mama went through this. Come on, somebody. Anybody know what I'm talking about? So you on the edge of that. And I said, devil, you are a liar. He has healed me. He said, many are the afflictions of the what? Righteous. But the Lord does what? He delivers them out of them what? All. Oh. I began to curse it at the root. Because not only was she going through it, I learned that her daddy was going through it. So if there's a spirit there that you recognize in your family that's kind of bent, you need to be praying. And you need to be sincere about this. Come on, somebody. God is good. We've been redeemed and we've been bought with a what? Price. I love Mother Addie. Mother Addie, I'm going to talk about how good God is. Amen. And I'm going to move on. There were four women from Wilson. They were going to a conference. Amen. And one of us, amen, got delayed. Amen, that morning. And we were supposed to have been at the airport, amen, at 7 in the morning, real early. We were trying to, whatever our plane was supposed to be. There were four of us. One of us stayed in Winterville. Amen. Amen. And that one was late. Amen. And And Mother Addie and I, she had come to my house, you know. Mother Addie and we were together because Mother Addie was saying, you know, sometimes she forgets stuff, you know. So, amen, amen. I don't know what the doctor said, amen, but this is the witness of God. Amen, amen. We were together and we were waiting for that one to come out of Winterville. And we were at, amen, amen, this fourth lady right here, we were at her house. And we knew that we were late. And I'm thinking in my mind, I'm thinking I'm going to have to drive because it's not going to work out. We're going to have to drive to Georgia because we were supposed to be catching the plane from RDU to Georgia. The only one in the car saying it's going to be all right. It's going, can I get a witness? The only one in the car saying we're going to wait. It's going to be all right. That's what she's saying. Her husband done called and said, you know, well, we're trying to make other arrangements, but it's going to be, we just going to wait for her. I want you to know that the God we serve, this was I thought it was a miracle. Who holds the plane on the tarmac? For four women coming from Wilson, North Carolina, late. And one of us got there and didn't have her identification. And I looked around, praise God, and we got there, praise God. And Mother Addie said, I got to go to the bathroom. I'm going, we already late. We won't have time to go to the bathroom. She done slipped off. She done walked off to the right. She done walked off. One of us waiting in the line, amen, because we don't have our credentials. We real late. But God holds the plane on the tarmac until the four women from Wilson, North Carolina, the four of us get there. We the last ones stepping up there. Plane was supposed to have been gone. But the God we serve, who has redeemed us, who the same God that told Moses to stretch it out, who parted the water, the same God who is on the right side of his Father, who works all things to his good pleasure, worked that out for us that morning. And we went to that conference. She was over there saying, it's going to be all right. Everything gonna work out. Amen. And when you, because we were, you know, just, I said her name, I'm sorry. She was, amen. She had something going on and she had overslept. But that's how good God is. He will make ways when you don't think there is a way. I will never forget that. I want you to know your pastor, your late pastor, he didn't get there on time. Plane left him. We had to pay another fee. Am I talking right? Come on, somebody. Amen. But this is God. Those international flights are a little different. You need to be in place there. But God is a good God. And it was according to the riches of his grace. The fourth one that we know, a spiritual blessing, is that we have been redeemed. 8 and 9 we're going to take together. Wherein he hath abounded towards us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known to us the mystery of his will, according to his what? Which he have purpose in him what? So how you going to know his good pleasure if you don't choose to be in Christ? We just can't do Galatians 2 and 20 and not realize that we are Christ. Amen. And when we are Christ, God takes good pleasure. A lot of pleasure there. Amen. So he's made known. Listen, he has abounded. Wherein he has abounded towards us. How much wisdom? All what? Wisdom. You can't trust the wisdom of this world. You can't trust the wisdom of your friends. Come on, somebody. Thomas couldn't even trust my wisdom. I'd be thinking, you know, my wisdom might come up through my emotions. I don't know what went on that day. Come on, somebody. Amen. And when we try to filter it through what we're going through, sometimes our choices and what we say is not beneficial. But if we'll lean and depend on God, if we remember that we are Christ, and he says Christ is the power and wisdom of God. Ain't that right? Ooh, that's good. Amen. So number five is that he's given us wisdom and insight to his will. He's given us wisdom and insight to his will, his future plans. What's going on? God has given it to his people. Amen. That's a spiritual what? Blessing. That's what we're still talking about. Spiritual blessings. Don't you want to be blessed? Suppose I really understood that, RJ, when I am going in that schoolhouse, that God has abounded all wisdom to me. Would that make a difference? That means if I understand he's abounded all wisdom, I'm not just going to walk in the schoolhouse half prepared. Am I talking right? Come on, somebody. You know what y'all do when it's time for you to go to the doctor. You know how you be trying to get yourself straight. You know what you, I got one of those appointments coming up. So you know how you be trying to get yourself straight. You know, you start trying to, you're trying to use a little wisdom now, right? You're trying to push back, you know, I'm not going to eat that, you know, praise God. Maybe I get out here and I was at the game, praise God, amen, football game, and amen, I got up and left in 1 minute because I knew I had to walk way on the other side. Amen, I was thinking, amen, I got to walk. And I, my leg will hurt me so bad. But I was picking them up and putting them down, picking them up, putting them down. Amen. Hardly, and I got up the next morning, they felt better. I'm thinking, oh, yes. Hallelujah. He's abounded us with what? All wisdom. We're going to know how to act. Because we're going to choose wisely the things that we do. Amen. We don't have to know all exactly what that plan is. We know God has a plan. Amen. Amen. And when he places these things and opens up the opportunity, we're going to partake of that. I love it. Amen. We're going to keep going. So we did 4 or 5. Amen. We're going to hit number 6. Given us wisdom and insight into his will. So we're going to go to verse 10. Amen. Verse 10 says that in the dispensation of the fullness of times. See that S up there? He might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him. Amen. So the gathering together is the reconciliation that God was in Christ. When Christ was here and he walked, God was in Christ. And what was he doing? He was reconciling. He was bringing his creation back in fellowship with himself. Amen. And some of us are ahead of some of the others. Are you with me? Amen. So what we should be doing, praise God, amen, is we need to have that spirit of what? Reconciliation. Amen. We're about, praise God, our brothers and sisters coming into the identity of who they really are in Christ. I was telling them on, amen, a few days ago, I said, and I didn't know any better because that's what I was taught. We were hung up on the outer man. We're trying to change this outer man. Amen. The way he dresses. Amen. What he puts on. Girl, why you got your hair like that? Why you cut all your hair? I got this woman every time I see her. Why you cut off all your pretty hair? This is what she tells me. Every time. And I've told her one time. But you can't be mad with people. It's just where they are. But we look so much on the outer man. And we try to conform that. We try to change that. And what we don't begin to build up is that our new identity that we have in Christ. Don't you know that if I know who I am, if I know my daddy, I can go over here and say, Daddy, you ain't my daddy, but you know what I'm talking about. I know my daddy, Daddy, can I get $10? I know he got it. Because my daddy is rich. He's got all the cattle. He's got everything I need. Amen. I know my identity. That's my daddy. Come on, somebody. And he ain't gonna have me going around here. If I ask him for something, he's not gonna give me a stone. Remember that good pleasure? It rejoices him when his children walk in health, when they walk in righteousness, when they know who they are. Amen. And the more I come to know who I am, the outer man is going to start showing it. Are you hearing what I'm talking about? We're going to draw people by lifting up Christ. And we're going to let them know that they have been what? Christ. Amen. And we're going to do it with love and what? Kindness. Come on, somebody. And that's not always money. But if you got it, it helps. Amen? That doesn't mean I can go out there and I can get you those pair of shoes, Tyler. You can't tell me, Mama, you don't love me if you don't buy me this. And that's not what we do. But I'm going to let you know that you're Christ. And when you feel confident, when you know that you've been accepted, that you've been chosen, that you adopted into the family of God, that he has redeemed us. And here we're seeing that we're about that spirit of reconciliation. We know that we're part of his future plan. We're going to, be part of that mission. The outer man is going to conform. He tells us, be not what? Conformed to this world. But be ye what? Transformed by the what? Renewing of your what? That you may prove what is what? Good and what? Amen. It's about his will. Amen. How do I know God's will? He left some words back here for you. So I got to take some time and let that ear get what? Bent. So that I'm hearing. That's what you're hearing, right, Joshana? You're hearing the words on today. Isn't that right? Mm-hmm. Amen. To God be the glory. Amen. So let's do that review. Verse 4 reminds us that we're chosen. 5 says that we're adopted into his family. 6 says, amen, that he has accepted us. He's bestowed his grace upon us. The fourth one, verse 7 says that we've been redeemed. 8 and 9 says he's given us wisdom and insight into his will. Amen. And then verse 10 says that we're going to be part of that reconciliation, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times, he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on the earth. Let me go ahead and hit the last three. Verse 11. In whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will. In whom we have obtained an inheritance. Ain't nothing like knowing you have an inheritance. That's your spiritual blessing. That's your second, seventh. This one is the seventh one. God has a treasure. Say for me. Amen. Amen. I have an inheritance. And I know that right now. What would your children, how would they feel if they knew, praise God, that you have left them an inheritance? You didn't leave them a bunch of bills. Come on, somebody. Amen. That's what that man in the blue shirt constantly talks to us about, trying to help us to get this right on this side. Amen. Amen. You remember, praise God, I'm your father. Amen. I ran across it the other day. Used to have that $1,000 policy on each one of their children. Insurance lady would come to the house every week, pick up that $2.50 for each one of the children. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Come faithfully and get that money. Amen. They carry that policy. Amen. Amen. On each one of their children. How about you laughing? Amen. And today you sitting up in here. Now, just think. They did something. They didn't live in this world with the mindset, amen, that somebody else is supposed to take care of my family when I'm gone. They didn't spin up. They didn't eat up their inheritance. Come on, somebody. Amen. But they worked hard. There was a generation, amen, that knew the value of working. And they invested in it, praise God. And when they left off the scene, praise God, amen, they were able to give a little something to each one of their children. Can I get a witness? And I thank God for that. We know that, so we should be able to do it even more. But think about what your Heavenly Father has left you. He's left you an inheritance. God has made us a treasure. We've been made the treasure, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will. Number 12, that we should be to the praise of his glory, who first trusted in Christ. I love that. 13 is where we'll find number 8. In whom ye also trusted after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that ye believed, ye were sealed with that what? Holy Spirit of what? He has given us, he has sealed us with his what? Holy Spirit. You ought to be happy with that. Amen. You not sealed like a Ziploc bag. Come on, somebody. You have been sealed. Amen. That treasure has been sealed by the Holy Spirit. I used to sing a song, I won't go back. I won't go back. Jesus has... I know he, I won't go back. Amen. You can't go back because you've been what? Sealed with the what? Holy Spirit of what? promise. He promised he would, amen. And it is a seal. It is a reminder of what he has done for us. Amen. To God be the glory. And because we have trusted in whom ye also trusted after ye heard the word of truth. The gospel of your what? Do you trust it? This is good to me. This, what this does, that new man that's in you, he has to be awakened. Paul told Timothy, he said, stir up the gift. That's what? Paul didn't say, I'm going to come with my hands on you one more time. You didn't get it the first time. I'm going to lay my hand. Father, he didn't say that. He says what? Stir it up. You stir it up. It's there. Amen. Just like you choose to get up every day and go to that man's job. Amen. Who don't have a heaven or a hell to put you in. And then you go up in there and you do everything they tell, or you take on the wisdom. Come on, somebody. But we have to know our identity. You are nothing without Christ. You can do nothing. You can be nothing. Christ is everything. He's our being. Amen. And when I get this, oh, your heaven opens. You thinking about the earth. I'm talking about heaven opens. Amen. When I choose to put him first in all that I'm doing, I get up and I acknowledge him first thing in the morning, praise God. I'm seeking him, praise God. I'm trusting him, praise God, because I realize that it's, everything is in him. Just think what happens when you don't choose to do it and you go out there in the world. You just fresh meat. Come on, somebody. When I wake up and I just, oh, I'm late. Let me get going. I'm late for this. You can do it while you're walking. Come on, somebody. Don't let the enemy fool you. Amen. Sometimes he tries to get behind us and just push us. Amen. But we know who we are. We know we haven't acknowledged him, right? Amen. So while I'm driving, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I just speak over my children right now. Amen. Amen. Huh? That they will have a good day. Amen. Because they are yours. You have to do that. And then hopefully when they get in that classroom, amen, praise God, they can, you know, under their breath, they can acknowledge. What's the last one? I love that. He has sealed us with the Holy Spirit. Verse 14. Which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession unto the praise of his glory. He has assured us of our salvation. Your salvation is the greatest miracle that you will experience. Thank God for that one clap. Thank God for that amen. Knowing that I am saved, what am I saved of? I am saved from the bondage of sin. And Christ has sealed me with the Holy Spirit. I am not bound to sin. Amen. When he freed me, I am free indeed. This outer man may can't worship like he used to. But the inner man is rejoicing and praising God. Hallelujah. He's been renewed every day. Come on, somebody. And all I have to do is think about the goodness of Jesus when it allows me to look on my forehead of children, when I can look on my grandchildren. Come on, somebody. When I can look on you, you and you and you, and see how God continues to bless you and keep you. Hallelujah. My heart, amen, gets filled up. Hallelujah. Because God is good. And he is worthy of what? Praise. And then he's worthy of praise. Amen. And then he told me, he says, Sherry, I have blessed you. I have blessed you with all spiritual blessings. And all you have to do is choose to get up every day and walk upright before me. Acknowledge me in all thy ways. Commit your way to me. Trust me. Don't try to do it of your own. Amen. Let me lead. Come on, somebody. Amen. Trust my judgment. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Walk up. Amen. Treat your name. Love as I have loved you. And even when you don't understand why stuff is going, trust my word. I got it. I got it. I got you. Don't worry about naysayers. Don't worry about those who say, well, you didn't do it like Pastor did it. You didn't do it like Bishop did it. Don't worry about that. Don't worry that you're a woman. Come on, somebody. And they haven't even accepted women. Come on, don't worry about that. Don't worry about the ones that think I can do this better. I haven't called and sent, but I'm sending you. I have taken you this way, praise God, hallelujah, that I will get the praise. These babies are mine. Amen. And I'm going to treat them like they're mine. And everyone that walks through the door back there, they're mine. Amen. And I treat them like they're what? Mine. You only get one chance to make that impression while they're young. You get once. There are so many parents that regret what they didn't do. But you got to do it while there's life and breath in your body. Amen? Yeah. Amen. And if you do it in love, they get an extra beating. Come on, somebody. It ain't going to hurt them. The Bible says if you beat them, they won't die. Come on, somebody. Amen. Sometimes that last one that you get, amen, praise God, will help you remember. Come on, somebody. Amen. I only got one, that last one. Praise God, that last one. Amen, hallelujah. I thought my mama would never stop beating me. Hallelujah. And they folks used to beat you about stuff back that then. It wasn't that bad. Amen, hallelujah. But I never ran for my mama again. Just the thought of her whooping me. Whoa. Sent me running down the street. Hallelujah. And then she sends, go get her. And then you still got to face what's going on. Hallelujah. And I remember coming up that high, coming up old Stanbury Road. I must have been crying. She's going to beat me. She's going to beat me. Andrew, that was the worst whipping I ever got in my life. I just knew my mom was going to stop whipping me, but I never did that again. Kept me out of jail. Come on, somebody. Come on. And when I look back now, You know, folks used to say my mama was strict. She was just so strict. And I was that one. Amen. Praise God. I had to pull my little red wagon. Come on, baby. Come on here. Come on. Hallelujah. But I thank God for that second blue shirt over there. Amen. Hallelujah. That little red wagon. I believe he loves his mama. Amen. They never turned their back. They were tough, but they never turned their back on their children, all nine of us. Come on, somebody. And then we got one, two, three, four children. Amen. And I hear parents constantly complaining. But God forbid, amen, pray that he'll give you the strength, amen, and the wisdom, amen, to be able to teach your children the ways of the what? Lord. Because if you don't, the world will. Amen. To God be the glory. Give God a hand clap of praise.
Once again, all of us here at White Oak, thank you for listening. God bless.